One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Pew podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me, goddammit. As I stare at this bearded individual.
Who the fuck is that guy?
I believe his name is the Bagman. How are you, sir?
Good evening, sir.
God damn, the sound effects are fucking loud today, ladies and gentlemen. It's like that. I'm wearing different headphones, so my audio is going to be weird sounding, but whatever. Whatever. We're back. Another wonderful episode. Catching up with the boys, the brothers in arms. Today we're going to be talking about shotguns. Shotguns. And hopefully, shotguns. Sent the Bagman a video of a guy depicting some breacher tactics. And the first thing that caught to my mind was the fact that he wasn't blowing the fucking doors right off. So I said, hey, is that what's known as a breacher's shotgun? And he started to ramble on some shit. And I said, hey, man, save it for the air. Because you're going to tell me now, and then you have to tell me again. So, let's talk about shotguns, sure.
Okay, let's ramble on some shit.
Shotty for the body, body for your shotty. Put it in the tub. All right, so 12 gauge, 10 gauge. Is there any other gauges for shotguns?
Sure, oh, 16, shit. 20,
oh.
410, which really doesn't make sense according to the rest of the mathematics.
As in 410?
Yes, but a 410 gauge is technically a 410 caliber, not a 410 gauge.
Just
but
like,
it's also a shotgun.
Like wire gauges, the higher the number, the smaller the diameter? Is that how it goes? Oh, no. Wait.
Correct.
I remember this.
We covered this. Yeah, we covered this in caliber conversations.
Is based on how many of those little balls you can put inside of it. Right?
In 1 pound.
That's right. A gauge right. In a pound. So for 410, is that 410 smaller size balls inside?
0.410 inches. It's the only one they did in inches instead of gauges.
Okay.
It makes no sense. So here's the big thing about shotguns. Generally smooth bore. Generally, your ammunition is entirely contained within the shell. So you've got your primer, your powder, some sort of wad or cup, and then your shot shells or slug, or I'm sorry, your shot or slug, all contained within the shell. And then the shell is crimped closed around all that. So it's contained inside.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's how a shotgun round works.
Shotgun shell. Yeah.
Shell. Cool. What is the difference between buckshot and birdshot?
The size of the pellets. So you've got 00 buck, 00 buck, which is slightly smaller. Various types of shot. There's number 10, number 7, various sizes. There's also lead versus steel, because if you're hunting waterfowl, you have to use steel shot to prevent lead from going into the water.
Ah,
because that's bad for you. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff on shotguns that, I'll be honest with you, we should probably get a real expert in.
Okay.
Because it's one of those things that, like, it seems simple at first, and then you can go really far down that rabbit hole into all kinds of things, dram equivalents and all this stuff that it says on the side of the box, and I don't know what that means.
Okay, thanks for saving me the trouble of asking. I'm like, what the fuck is a dram equivalent? Sounds like some shit you're not supposed to be getting over the counter, but for some reason you can get over the counter.
Dram
equivalent. Google that, y'all. And email
it's like
us
one of those websites
new podcast
that offers you
what the fuck that means.
Legal.
Dram equivalent.
Well, steroids.
Yo, you got that dram, son? Yo.
CBD products.
Meet me in the locker room. I got a new shipment of dram coming in. Okay, so
yeah, and again, that has to do with like the difference between, because shotguns have been around practically forever. It's one of the oldest firearms there is. So that I think that dram equivalent has something to do with the conversion from black powder to modern powder and pressures and all this stuff. Yeah, it's there's a lot. Like I said, you can go really deep down that rabbit hole really quickly. But for the purposes of our conversations, we're probably more interested in the gun than we are in the loads.
That's what she said.
Okay. So break down some basic differences between shotguns then.
There's a lot.
Okay.
You have single shot shotguns.
Okay.
You have shotguns with hammers, external hammers, versus like shotguns with internal hammers.
Okay.
You have double barrel shotguns that generally come in two varieties, side by side,
mm-hmm.
and over under.
Do they both fire at the same time?
Not usually, but sometimes they can. Sometimes you have two triggers, and if you pull both triggers at the same time, you can fire both barrels. Sometimes you have one trigger that fires each barrel in sequence.
Oh, okay.
There's also something called a drilling, which is generally two shotgun barrels and a rifle barrel combined, so you have three barrels on one firearm.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. You've got pump action, lever action, semi-automatic shotguns. You okay. have tubular magazine-fed shotguns. You have detachable box feed shotguns. I sound like Bubba Gump right now.
Yep.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea.
Damn it, you got me doing it again.
It's about time you started to hear it. See, shrimp kebabs, shrimp gumbo, shotguns. You can have barrel-fed shotguns, triple shotguns.
Deep fried, stir-fried.
Yeah, see, now you're starting to hear it.
There's all kinds of shotguns, Forrest.
I think that's all of them. So wait, so riddle me about this tri-barrel shotgun. How does that actually work?
The drillings?
Yeah.
So I guess the concept was that if you were hunting, you wanted to be able to deal with whatever animal you found. So they usually gave you a rifle caliber mixed in with two shotgun calibers. Rifle barrel attached to two shotgun barrels. And then if you were hunting game and came across something dangerous, you could also deal with that.
So are you manually switching between the three, or?
It depends, because they were done all different kinds of ways. You can manually switch between them. You can, it's for such a simple thing, there's 1,000 different ways to do it.
Okay.
And every variation is out there. So
I'm really starting to dig lever action shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just the Terminator 2 vibe, but just something about, like, I like the lever cocking better than regular
slide action.
Thank you. Slide action.
Slide action, pump action. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I know you just got done watching the first John Wick movie. The one that he has in the toward the end, where he finally catches up with the Russian guy and he shoots him through the window and he's standing on mm-hmm. top of the car, he's got what I would call a foregrip and he's using that to rack back. That's pretty cool.
I believe that was a Kel-Tec KSG, which is another weird shotgun. So it's technically a pump action shotgun, right? It has one barrel, but it has two magazine tubes.
Does it alternate?
Which is why if you look at it from the front, it looks like it's got three circles.
Mm-hmm.
The barrel is the one on top, and then you got the two tubes like this. So you can manually switch between those two tubes. There's a little lever in there. I've shot that. Didn't like it.
So it's almost like having... So the tubes, which would be your ammo storage
/magazine... Right?
Equal capacity between the two, so when one runs out, you could switch to the other one as opposed to changing a magazine.
Correct.
That's cool. Huh. Interesting design.
Interesting design. Didn't like the way it felt. Yeah.
You didn't like the kick, or you didn't like the feel of holding it?
Just the whole thing. So this is another weird preference that I have. I'm not crazy about pistol grips on shotguns. because of the way everything lines up. Like, I like it more traditional hog leg stock because you line up with the barrel better than you do with a pistol grip that's underneath it. So that recoil impulse is controlled better, in my opinion, that way than it is with the pistol grip. So generally, yeah, not a fan of those. And that's true of just about everything I've shot, right? I've got a semi-auto Sega 12, which is an AK shotgun. Think of an AK type firearm.
Yeah.
So detachable magazine, semi-automatic.
Yeah.
But that fires shotgun shells instead of rifle rounds.
From a magazine, though. From the magazine.
Correct. From a detachable box magazine.
I think I've seen those. Yeah.
So like your AR has a detachable box magazine. Same kind of thing. You're putting shotgun shells into a device like that, inserting that into the shotgun, and it is automatically feeding from there.
Okay. When I hear box magazine, I'm thinking almost like a drum, but in a box shape.
Correct. And I also have drums for it. And they're awesome.
How many do you get in a drum? 50?
It depends on the size of the drum you buy. Mine are 12 rounds because that was the size I felt was most useful and handy without being ridiculous. At the time, there were 15 and 20 round drums.
Okay.
The 20 round drum, obviously highest capacity, but it was really big and awkward, and I didn't like the way the gun balanced or how I had to hold it with that, because when you're lined up on the gun and it's this big round drum, you're kind of like,
right,
all cockamamie with it, and it just wasn't a practical way to shoot it. So I went with the lower capacity, which is still ridiculous. We've got 12 rounds on tap, and then can do a mag change, and yeah, got another 12 rounds.
What type of ammo and or shotgun do you use to shoot plates, like skeet shooting? Is that a specialized thing?
So there's a bunch of different kinds for shooting clay birds, sporting clays, skeet, trap. Those are all similar, just variations on a theme. Generally, you're using really small pellets so that you get a whole lot of them. What you're trying to do is create a small cloud that's going to break that clay bird. I use number 7, and I'm sure someone who's much better at it has a better load for that. I also shoot 12 gauge because I need a lot because I'm not real good at it. But yeah, I've seen old guys go out there with single shot break action 20 gauge, which is way smaller, and punch the center out of those clays just as fast as they can. It's amazing. But yeah, it's cool. We should do that one day soon too.
Okay. Tell me, what is a breacher shotgun?
So a breaching shotgun technically is any shotgun that's pressed into service for breaching a door.
Okay.
Right? There's a lot of companies out there that have said, okay, these are the parameters we use. This is what we feel works best. So for example, if you take a Mossberg 500, a basic 12 gauge pump action shotgun, top tank safety, very traditional, you put a 20 inch vent rib barrel on it, that's great for shooting clays or hunting birds. If you put a slug barrel on it, which has a rifled bore, basically turns it into a giant rifle, great for hunting deer. You put an 18 and a half inch smooth bore barrel on it with they make one with their version of a standoff device, so it's kind of like a big cage on the end with spikes on it. You can jam into the door, and then there's openings on the side so that debris has a way to get out without blowing up the end of the gun. That becomes a breaching shotgun. So it's all about what you're doing with it and not necessarily what the features of the firearm are.
Okay.
But generally, shorter is better because you're going to be working in tight, confined spaces. You want to be able to maneuver it quickly, which again negates a really long barrel. And in the video you showed us, that I believe that was Don Shipley Jr. Who was doing a training class somewhere. But that's somebody who's done quite a bit of military and law enforcement work, training those guys at very high levels. And I think it was funny because you were like, well, how come the door didn't explode Why does it look like it's doing less damage? And when you think about a shotgun and generally like in movies and stuff, it cones out really fast. That's not true. It takes a little while to spread out like that. And he was right up against that door, so that's not going to spread any. It's going to be basically the same diameter as the barrel right there when it comes out.
Because
wham,
it's still in its forward motion before it starts to spread out wide.
Correct.
Oh.
So it takes time for it to open up. And when you're right up against the door and you're shooting the locks off a door, it's hitting its target within centimeters of the muzzle. So it's got no time to spread out. It's got no distance to spread out.
So that's why there was less damage, essentially.
Right.
It was more like a straight shot.
Correct.
Tunnel creation as opposed to just shredding damage.
Right. And the idea was they're knocking the bolts out of the door.
Yeah.
And that way they can then open that door to get into that space.
Is the same tactic used to blow the hinges off?
Yeah, generally you don't have to blow the hinges. The hinges just hold the door up. They're not holding the door closed. So, you know, hitting the hinges is kind of overkill. Let the door be a door. It doesn't need to be a drawbridge. It's really the lock that's stopping it from doing its job.
Gotcha. Okay. I think I just answered my own question. So the beanbag shooters that the police use for like riot gear, those aren't shotguns.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them. So again, there's two different things they'll use. One is a shotgun. One is usually a 37 or 40 millimeter launcher of some type.
That's the fucking, the one with the wheel on the bottom, right?
Either the six shot or M203 is the one that mounts under the rifle.
Right.
So that's a single shot, but you're thinking of like the Milcor or the L7.
Okay.
Those are multiple. They're giant revolvers, basically.
Yes.
But
yes,
they fire a really big projectile.
Mm-hmm.
So those are, and I'll call them grenade launchers, but generally law enforcement does not use grenades. They sometimes stun grenades, but usually it's tear gas, smoke,
or the beanbags. Right.
And the idea with the beanbag is that it's less lethal than a regular shotgun round.
Big quote marks, quotations.
Correct. Yes. It can still be lethal. You shoot somebody in the face with that, you're probably going to kill them. You hit them in the body, you can do a lot of damage, but it's not going to penetrate the way shot or a slug would. Again, you can go real far down in the weeds with that. What the other thing I wanted to throw out there about the breaching shotguns is I remember years and years and years ago, there was a round specifically for breaching locks and breaching doors.
Okay.
That was powdered lead. So instead of it even being little pellets, it was just powdered lead. And the idea was that hit so hard because it was dense and then immediately just broke up into dust.
Okay.
So that was, and I don't know if anybody still uses that. If you want to email us at newtopew@blackbagresources.com, fill us in if you're a law enforcement trainer or SWAT officer or somebody who's used that type of stuff. Is it any good? Does it work? You know, give us a heads up.
Hmm. I like the idea of a breaching shotgun. Seems cool. I ain't going front. Seems cool to have.
That's the whole thing. It's cool. Yeah. It's a little bit shorter. Real mean looking. Who doesn't want to blow doors off?
Very true. Very true. I gotta pull up the numbers of that shotgun that I literally fell in love with. I think it was a Kalashnikov, the one that had Wi-Fi on it that I was all souped up about. It had a fucking display on it. It was so techno.
Yeah, I don't even remember what that was, but yeah, it was some crazy.
I think it was a Kalashnikov,
like integrated system shotgun.
I remember looking it up and watching videos on it, and I think I sent it to you. I want to say it was Kalashnikov, but It was like 2000.
No, it was definitely Stark Enterprises.
Yeah, I don't even know how to spell Kalashnikov. I'm saying it wrong. I know that. Kalish. How do you shish?
Is that Kalash?
Kalash. Yeah. Kalash shotgun. There you go. That'll work. That's not. It's not the K-12. There it is. It's the MP155 Ultra Smart Shotgun. This thing has Wi-Fi on it. I love it. I fucking love it. Aesthetically, you know how that's what Max is all about. How cool things look. It's. I think it was even in like Call of Duty or something. I was wondering.
While you're shooting, it plays. Black Sabbath, Iron Man, because you're just trying to be Tony Stark at that point.
Dude, this is a badass smart shotgun. It's beautiful. It comes with Wi-Fi and a built-in camera. What else do you need in a shotgun? What else do you need in a shotgun? You can literally, you can make all your TikTok videos while still shooting. You can live stream from a barrel cam. It's got
TikTok breacher.
Dude, it's got a control panel and a thumbstick like a Nintendo 64. It's awesome.
Hey, Nudipures, we're here serving a warrant and breaching this door. Come along for the ride.
Make sure you like and subscribe. Bow, bow. You know, ammo's getting kind of costly. Don't forget to get the donations up. But seriously. Oh,
what's that called when the streamers do that? There's a name for it.
Subs. We need subs, guys. Don't forget to get the subs going. We need subs. The Kalashnikov MP155. If anybody has one of these things, please email us at newtopew@blackbagresources and just let me know if this is as cool as I think it is, because it looks totally fucking awesome. It's not too big and bulky. It looks like it'd be fun to shoot, and don't take selfies with this thing, please.
Don't take selfies. Oh my god!
No selfies with the MP Ultra 155.
Is it too soon for a Kurt Cobain joke?
You need to leave.
Only if it smells like Teen Spirit. I gotta shoot this thing.
I know, you're on the internet looking at pictures of this shotgun, and all of a sudden your voice got deeper. You don't want to talk to us anymore. You need some alone time.
Yeah. Cause
Stop looking at those websites.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You promised you'd stay off of those websites.
Let me put Safe Search back on to keep my browser history clean.
How much is that insanity?
I put the phone down, but I think it was like $2,000. I think that was the MSRP.
So strange to me. So again, because shotguns are so versatile, you can find shotguns for like $100 or as much as you want to spend. Like, really? I've seen $30,000 shotguns. Yeah.
Yeah.
The custom fitted, very fancy. Yeah.
But that's like, you know, you start basic and then you start adding stuff on and say, you know, your Honda Civic has $3,000 in aftermarket parts.
No, this is more like you go into the shop and they measure you, and it's like getting fitted for a suit. They're making it specifically for you. Yeah, these are artisans that are working on the stock that is custom shaped for your face, your shoulder, your length of pull. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you've got 130,000 rubles, you could get yourself an MP155 Ultra. Or... if you're going to use the crashing U.S. dollar, it's $1,760 as of August 25th, 2021. But they're taking orders over at National Interest. Anyway, it's expensive, but it looks like it may be worth it. I got to see what kind of battery power they got in that thing. It's probably some little tiny
space shotgun.
Probably comes with a backpack or something fucking goofy.
It's got an 18650 in the stock.
Probably. Something's got to power the onboard camera and Wi-Fi and display.
It's so convenient. I can use the same battery in my lightsaber and my shotgun.
That sounds like something a nerd would say. As I shake my 18650 cases that are 3D printed. That's right. Speaking of 3D printing, shout out to Stuffin' Things, making some fine stuff and things. Check them out over at stinkusa.com.
Stinkusa.com. STINCUSA.com. Where if you use coupon code NEW2PEW, you will save 10% site wide.
They just released that thing. That's what I'm going to call it at this point. That thing. They bull pumped an AK. I think it's the best way to describe it.
Oh, no, no, no. They bull pumped an AK pistol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going
That's
to reserve
a thing you can do.
All the judgment until I actually feel it, but it's interesting to the eye. I'll say
it's
that.
Weird. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that's funny is Mr. Snow makes, if you follow him on Instagram and the YouTubes, took one of those kits and put it on a rifle with a stock. So now it's a shoulder fired AK. Oh. You're firing your AK like you would an RPG-7. It's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Making some fine stuff and things.
Curse it.
Yeah, you know, look, nobody said you couldn't do
Listen,
it.
Listen, Ian and Will take no responsibility for how you choose to use or misuse their products. If you decide to take something weird and engage in full-on theater of the absurd, that's entirely on you.
If you build it, someone will come. I don't know who,
yeah.
But somebody.
And they will.
Will
Stuff and Things will repost your pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, they're having a good time over there.
Yeah, I mean, it looks interesting. It's one of those, all right, put it in my hands and let me see why you think this is a good idea. So I'm keeping an open mind. I'm keeping an open mind.
I'll tell you the problem with the scientific power that you're using here. It didn't require any discipline to attain it. You know, you read what others had done, and you took the next step. You didn't earn the knowledge for yourselves, so you don't take any responsibility for it. You stood on the shoulders of geniuses to accomplish something as fast as you could, and before you even knew what you had, you patented it and packaged it and slapped it on a plastic lunchbox, and now you're selling it. You want to sell it. Well,
I don't think you're giving us our due credit. Our scientists have done things which nobody's ever done before.
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
All right, well, any other discount codes in your shotgun bag or your buffer tube, sir?
But of course. Well, you're going to need ammo for those shotguns, so head over to AmmoSquared.com, your ammunition piggy bank / trading source, because now you can buy, sell, and trade ammunition on Ammo Squared. AmmoSquared.com/blackbag will get you $20 off your first order. That's free ammo. And yes, they sell shotgun shells.
So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.